from KCBW Good News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jeff Robinson. News time is 7:30. Good morning. After all is said and done at the Utah legislature this year, it looks like public education will be the biggest winner in next year's budget. The legislature's top budgeting committee has signed off on a 2% increase in funding, which will help when public schools are expected to grow by more than 14,000 students next year. Will it be just enough to maintain the status quo, or is this a leap forward for public education in Utah? Joining me live on the phone this morning is Dr. Larry Shumway, State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Good morning, Larry. It's good to have you.
Good morning, Jeff. It's always good to be with you.
Superintendent, is it pretty much a done deal that Utah's public schools will see a 2% increase in state funding now?
Well, I think that has to be carefully talked through. It's actually not an increase in funding per student. It's a sufficient increase to cover the growth at the same level of funding.
Was this...
So this is not necessarily an increase, but what we are doing is funding growth, mm-hmm. which we haven't done in the last couple of years.
Was this the best-case scenario that you were hoping for, or do you think the legislature could go further?
I think it's reflective of what Governor Herbert talked about at the beginning of the session and what legislative leaders publicly stated as their goal, which was to hold education harmless and fund growth. And so I think they've come very close to that.
In order to maintain funding for student growth, were there other areas of the education budget that lawmakers are having to take away funding?
Well, that's been one of the challenges in the past years, and so this year it is actually all of last year's money plus new money for growth, and that's a change. There have been years when legislators have said that growth has been funded, but it's been from cuts in other parts of education, so it was essentially redistribution. This year, while there has been a lot of, there have been many changes in the formulas involved in funding distribution, it has been new money for growth. And so with those 14,000 students, that's required some $70 million new dollars into the system to fund those students.
Larry, early on in the session when preparing their base budget, lawmakers initially prepared for an 11% cut to education, which had a lot of people worried. Do you think the legislature's budgeting process caused a little bit more concern and perhaps even panic than was necessary this session?
So I think there's a lot of discussion among members of committees about that process. And I know legislative leaders have defended the process.
Mm-hmm.
My personal feeling is that it ends up causing an enormous amount of confusion. So for a person to analyze now what the budget truly is in public education, one has to reconcile Senate Bill 1, which was the base budget, and Senate Bill 4, the supplemental budget, and House Bill 2, the minimum school program budget. And unless you are an expert with spreadsheets, it's very difficult to compile all of those numbers and figure out what really happened. It makes it extraordinarily confusing, I think, for the public to come now to the end of the session and reconcile what has happened. I know folks in my office are in meetings with leaders of the various associations throughout the day yesterday and again today,
mm-hmm.
helping them understand what happened. And these are people who spent the entire session at the Capitol, and the process has led them to be entirely confused. So I think that's my biggest concern with this process is how opaque it is for members of the public who are truly trying to understand what's happening. I would guess that there are many members who will find themselves voting on these bills with less understanding than those members might wish they had.
And Superintendent Shumway, with funding for student growth this year, do you think it's going to be about just maintaining the status quo in public education, or do you think there's enough funding this year, funding student growth for the first time in a couple years, that we'll see improvements in educational outcomes as well?
So we have to remember that over the last 2 years, the education budget has declined by $200 million while we added 25,000 students. Now, next year, we'll be adding another 14,000. So we'll have nearly 40,000 more students, and it's only that last group that we funded. Now, I hope that I know we have great leaders across our state in charter schools and school districts that will work to improve the efforts in the classrooms and the outcomes for students, regardless of the funding. So I expect our work for improvement and progress to continue, even though the funding continues to be a challenge. You have to remember in all of this that Utah spends nearly 25% less per student than any other state. We're spending around $6,500 per student, and the next nearest state to us spends almost $2,000 more per student than that. Now, it's not just per student spending that matters. We have some great efficiencies in Utah that we don't want to lose, but we'll have a challenge for a long time.
We've been speaking with Dr. Larry Shumway. He's the State Superintendent of Public Instruction. Dr. Shumway, thank you very much for your time.
You're very welcome.